This is Ted Kennedy. While Bob Dole talks about the drug crisis, Democrats are doing something about it. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, we have a national drug crisis on our hands, and the public is demanding that Congress and the administration do something about it. Last week, after months of efforts under Democratic leadership, the House of Representatives passed a comprehensive new bipartisan legislation to eradicate drug supplies in foreign countries, beef up law enforcement here at home, and launch new programs in education and prevention of drug abuse. Senate Democrats are pushing a similar bill, and President and Mrs. Reagan are on board with a dramatic address to the nation committing the administration to the effort. You're the missing link, Bob. Senate Republicans have fumbled the ball, and you're scrambling to catch up. Better late than never, Bob. It's just one more reason why the country will elect a Democratic Senate this fall and get the country moving again on the critical issues we faced.
Ted, that's the biggest slice of baloney you've ever tried to jam down our listeners' throats. What's worse is your blatant attempt to play politics with a national tragedy, the drug epidemic. Fortunately, responsible members from both parties are working with the president to get the job done. But I'm glad you mentioned the First Lady. She is the unquestioned leader on the fight against drug abuse, and her input will shape the legislation the Senate produces this year. She's a class act and knows that politics has no place in the drug crisis. The Senate Republicans and Democrats will get the job done. And believe me, the victims of drug abuse, the families, the communities, and the nation don't give a hoot which party tries to grab credit for a solution. This is Senator Bob Dole. Nicaragua's Soviet puppet has put egg on Ted's face again. Hear more tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.